Craig Hoffman.
By the way, by the by, I don't know why I'm quoting Clinton Yates and sounding like Chris Berman.
The Hoffman Show.
That's a weird bit. We'll get that straightened out.
On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
That music means one thing, even on the final edition of the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in YouTube too at the Team 980. Since it is 5 o'clock, and technically, like, our top story is that this is it. This is the final show. You want the not my beat imager, dude?
Yeah, let's do that. I've come to like that as what you've couched as the reason to throw something up when I'm on the show. So that's fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for today's top story with an expert.
Today's top story from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not my beat.
And thus ends my control of this portion of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Clinton Yates.
Well, I would say that I'm not an expert on any particular topic other than Craig Hoffman in this particular case because of how long we go back and, of course, your history in the town. But I just want to say congratulations on a good run, and more largely, I just want to congratulate you, and I'm proud of you for the things that you've done to represent the fans, the journalists, and I would say the interests of this town better than a lot of people who even come here from. You've always taken it seriously. It's always something you've been earnest about without overspieling just for the sake of kowtowing to people that are from here and believe they know everything. So good job on that. It's been a great run and looking forward to your next chapter, sir.
Thank you, man. And that was something that I can genuinely say, and I would say this whether you were on the phone or not, is something that I took from you. Like, I genuinely felt, and like, to be honest, bro, especially after you left.
Yeah.
Like, when you moved to L.A., yep. And it was a couple years later that I wound up getting this show particularly, but especially once you left, mm-hmm. like, because we were so close, and I thought you had an incredibly important voice in the city, what you did on WTOP, what you wrote about in the Post, and even stuff you were doing when you started ESPN, I felt a responsibility to carry that on of, like, this is local radio, like, your job is to represent the fans, and like, in a different way, my job will still be to represent fans, I think, and to make sure that like, we're thinking about that stuff, which every professional sports team should do, and I genuinely believe that Monumental already does, and I'm gonna add my voice to that collection in the ways that I come to it with my experience. But I look back on the way I did this, like, I think about the people that shaped it and on what it meant to be a talk radio host in DC specifically. That was shaped by you more than anybody else.
Well, I really do appreciate that. And I think for those out there listening who are not just listening to us towel snap each other as real friends, but, you know, when I met Craig, Craig came to me. Craig was the radio reporter for the Burgundy and Gold and ended up being a host who got to announce the team being sold at one of the coolest radio parties I've ever seen in the history of the city. So, like, that path alone for young folks out there in the media shows you can do something if you put your nose to the grindstone and actually want it.
I think the other thing that we should do, I don't know if you have any other skits and bits planned, but the other thing I wanted to do with you was, I want people to know that you're also the reason the show happened. And I don't know that I've ever fully told this story on the air, but like, when I left the beat in 2019, and took what turned into essentially a sabbatical, where I went to work for the Washington Spirit. I was just burnt out. Covering those Washington teams was exhausting and terrible because the team stunk. Everyone in the building stunk. That soon came out in congressional reports. Well, the team being bad was evident on the scoreboard. But I was burnt out and was just like ready to do something else. And a year later, obviously, the pandemic happens. A bunch of stuff happens to where the job with the Spirit didn't go like any of us. You know, it's nobody's fault. Like, that didn't work out the way we wanted.
Yeah, the league borderline fell apart in a lot of ways.
I mean,
regard.
The whole world fell apart. That was a good time back there in 2020.
Yeah.
And thank God for the second time in my career, Chris Kinerd, my boss, it was there to be like, answer a call and be like, yeah, I've got something for you. And it started part-time, and like, I was doing the fitness stuff as well, and I was pretty happy with where I was, and doing, you know, leaning into a lot of the fitness stuff, doing some radio on the side, and they were both kind of split. And then when Travis Thomas left the 9 to noon spot, you happened to be in town and we got together and you basically were like, you idiot, you should do this. And it wasn't until you said that that I was like, no, you're right. Like, this is something that I have been dreaming about since I started in the media, like having a show that was mine. And it took you being like, hey, dummy, it's right here. Not that I'm 100% going to get it. Like, obviously, it worked out.
No, I don't know.
But,
I
like,
understand.
I wasn't even going to pursue it until that conversation.
Well, what do they call it? Occam's razor. I mean, the most obvious answer is oftentimes the one that's right in front of you.
Yes.
And I just think that that was one of those times when I was glad to be able to be your friend as somebody who also worked in the industry with you. And I told you, you're good at it, which is why you should go back to it. Never mind anything else. And there's no real feeling that can replace, hey, I'm good at this. Hey, this is something I've wanted to do. Even if it doesn't come like in the exact sort of timeline of life that you wanted to be in, the value of having done it when you have skills at it and grow with it and the friendships and relationships you make. I mean, I was just talking to Anthony before the show, you know, before we popped on the segment, and that's a guy who I call a friend now. I wouldn't really know him, obviously, if it weren't for you. And I just think that for people who don't understand how small this media industry is, it really can be very tight-knit. And so it's that when one person leaves, it can affect a lot of different people down the line just because of the way everybody kind of keeps themselves together and keeps themselves up and keeps their heads in the game. So, you know, it's going to be weird to not be able to listen to your show. I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? And I am very, very hopeful, though, that what you're doing next is something that not only is fulfilling to you in the same way, but that other people can see what you bring to the table as much as it did with how you hosted this show for so long. So, dude, man, it's been a hell of a run. And for those of you who don't know, I know the girls he dated before he got married. That's how long.
Great. Now, I can always count on you listening and my wife listening. And now I'm thrilled about all that.
That is what I was saving.
That's all you got? That's really all? That's it?
No, that's all I was going to say. What else do you want me to say? I'm not going to blow up your spot, man. You've been a good friend to me, and you've helped me out in spaces when I was down in psychological dumps that I didn't know that I was going to be able to get out of. And those of you who don't know that, Craig is my real friend. There's been a lot of times when one thing in life or another has come my way, and he's talked to me or helped me or straight up told me to get my act together, you know, to get out of the doldrums and be the person that I can be. So I will always pay that forward, no matter how many jokes I got about the early days.
Let's see. Rachel texted me. It went, ha, 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 ha. I know who they are, too.
Perfect reply.
That's A+.
Perfect reply.
No one better Rachel than her. There's a reason that she's the one I married, bro.
On the topic. That's funny. I'm glad she's listening.
Of course. All right, last thing. Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah.
Like, I would like to do, because you were probably the most frequent guest. It was either, like, in terms of frequency and cadence, you were definitely the most frequent. There's a chance because of the sheer number of basketball games that get played that if we did a total tally, Dave Johnson would have you beat. Because Dave came on every game day. And so, you know, weekends notwithstanding, that's probably like 50 times a season for, I think he did all 3 years, right? So it'd probably be pretty close. Do you have a favorite memory of coming on the show? Because I have many.
I'm trying to think. I remember one where I sang BBL Drizzy.
Yeah.
That was really fun. See, the thing is, though, Craig, and I don't mean to sound flip about this, but like, I don't super remember tons of them because like we talk, and so like the times we talk on the radio are just the times we talk on the radio. The other times we talk are just the times that we talk, so I don't like log them in my head as Craig Hoffman show appearances. It's just, oh, I talked to Gregory today. So what are yours outside of my stupid singing about Canadian rap stars or lack thereof?
That was definitely one of them. You singing Rihanna around the halftime show is definitely one of them. And then I think the other one that's probably like my low key, we had so many walk-offs, and that is a you get the show type of thing that we share from specific things that we like about radio. But there was a time where Clinton joined us from the press box at, I think it was MLB All-Star. Like, I think it was a college all-star or a minor league showcase or something. But, like, you were, we were doing a video bit, and you were on, like, in a press box at a baseball stadium somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I just remember you doing, like, the goggles on your eyes as I was introing you and explaining, like, Clinton's in a press box somewhere watching actual baseball as he does this hit.
Oh, my
and
then God. I completely forgot about that. Yeah. Okay. So here's what that was. I was in Omaha.
That's right. That's right. And the best part is,
I was in Omaha, and listen, so Mike Farron, who does the morning show on MLB Network, and Jake Mintz from Cespedes BBQ, they're the guys I typically sit with during games, and I had these huge binoculars. Like, other guys in the press box have these, like, little guy pocket deals they're trying to square away. I'm out here with the full hunting jobbers, and I'll never forget Farron said, "Are you looking at what the casino players are having on the table in Iowa? Like, why do you need those?" So when I decided I was going to do that hit from that particular side of the press box, I was like, I'm bringing the goggles only. I mean, I was like, I'm bringing the binoculars strictly for the bit. They were only hitting batting practice. There was no need for those things at all, but that was a great visual gag. Oh, and also, another moment that I was technically involved in that I was not on the show was when Linnell wanted to challenge your boy, and you hit him with the promo walk-off of my own voice.
That was good.
That was one of the best moments ever.
That was a good one. The thing I was going to say about the binoculars, though, like, the thing I like about these moments that we're talking about is they became parts of show lore, because when we go to commercial break, I don't know if, like, there's a couple different versions of the slate, if you will, to use the TV term, but one of them is you with the binoculars, and so there's a group of people who have watched this show for 2+ years since that happened, who every single commercial break see your dumb ass with binoculars in the press box going like this for 3 minutes until we come back on the show.
Listen. There's a reason why I was once television's Clinton Yates.
Yes.
I understand the visual medium and how to get the gags going. That is A1 bit work right there. So I'm glad it gave more that segment in that day.
Indeed. By the way, for those of you that have called in.
I have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
When is it going to feel weird, do you think?
The second I walk into the offices. Like, okay. There is, like, when you've done a lot of reporting over the years, and even when you are, like, walking with people who are, like, important people that, like, clearly you're supposed to be there, right? Like, if I wasn't supposed to be here, this person who is escorting me through this part of the building that I'm typically not let into as a reporter, like, they would be not escorting me. They would be escorting me out, not in. And I'm going to walk in.
Right.
I'm going to walk in, and I'm going to have a badge. And I'm going to be allowed to walk around and go to meetings. And I think that the team at Monumental and Michael and like
back and all of that.
Yeah. Like all those guys have done a great job. I'm very much hoping. And I know they put an effort to set me up for success, but it is definitely going to be weird to be like in many of the rooms that you were specifically not allowed in previously. I'm sure I'll adapt, and I'm beyond excited, and like I'm there to be a part of Monumental basketball and help us win basketball games. Like that's my charge.
This is the last thing I'll say for anybody.
But will it be weird? Will be weird.
Yeah, no, I get it. But you know what? One of the reasons why Craig and I first got along as friends is because this is something I try to identify in my real life friends a lot. Is this guy a good teammate on any level? And not only you're a good teammate socially and work-wise, but just in terms of kind of who we were as men, you know, as friends. And I think those are skills and talents that you will be able to take much farther than just this radio station where you've already gone, and maybe even the next thing. But whatever you want to do in this life, Gregory, you got it, buddy. Looking forward to the next step.
I appreciate you. We'll talk soon because you're my real-life friend. I love you. Thank you for all the time on the radio.
Love you, bro.
And off the radio.
Hold on. Clinton, before you leave, one last thing.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Clinton Yates, everybody. What do you want around the horn next week? I don't care. Whatever. Anthony, go to
work. All right, Anthony. Don't be a stranger. You got my number. I'll talk to y'all later.
I got you.
Clinton Yates, everybody. Anthony, go to break.